Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kedushin daf Ayin Tes. Begin on the bottom of daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Four lines up in the bottom of the Yamad. But the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Nosnu Rishus L'Shlucha L'Kadosh Hasbeitiv. Someone gave to an agent permission to engage his daughter to whichever man it is that he sent them to. V'halachu V'kidsha. Then he goes, the father, goes and engages her to someone else. So says the Mishnah, Imsha L'Kadmu. If the father's kedushin ends up becoming first, so kedusha of kedushin, so his kedushin, that of the father, is going to be valid because he has thus nullified the shlichus of the shliach, because he went and did a maisa, did an action that obviously prevents the kedushin. A woman cannot be engaged to two people. So although he said you can mekadusha, but he went quickly and went beforehand. If his kedushin was first, he was mevatel the shlichus of the shliach. V'imshal shlucha kadma, but if the kedushin of the shliach happened first, then kedushin of kedushin, then his kedushin is kedushin because he gave him the rights to do that. And although he went later on, but that was already too late, the shliach was already mekadosh to someone else. Now v'im ein yodua, now, but if it's not known exactly which one was first, they know that it was a similar timing. They don't know which one was first. So then the Mishnah continues at top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, shneim noisin get. Then if this woman wants to go ahead and marry someone else, they both have to give a get because we're not sure who's the one that she's engaged to. Now says the Mishnah v'imratzu, but if they want, echad noisin get ve'echad koinis, meaning we don't know which one is the one that she's engaged to and which one's not. But either way, if they want to, then one of them could give a get and the other one could go ahead and marry her, because either way, if she's the one that's engaged to, then continuing. And if not, then there's a get that's given over here which allows the other one to marry her. Now this was halacha regarding the father of the girl, who he has the rights in her to marry her off to someone else with him and the shliach. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, v'chene isha, same halacha would apply regarding a regular woman too. Shnasnu reshus l'shlucha l'kacha, where she gives a right to a shliach to go ahead and engage her to a man. V'halacha v'kitcha sasma, she went now herself and engaged her to somebody else. So it depends. Im shalak kadmu, if her kedushin happened before the shliach was able to mekadosh her to that other man, kedushahu kedushin, her kedushin is going to take effect. If her shliach's kedushin happened before her, then kedushin, because that is kedushin, she gave him the rights to be mekadosha. Now, v'im ein yodun, but if it's not known which one happened first, shneim leisin lo get, then both of them should give a get. And again, v'im ratzu, if they both want to, these two men who are doubtful, the one that are her chasanim, echad leisin lo get ve'echad koinis, one could give a get, and the other one could go ahead and marry her. Now, says the Gemara, b'tzricha, it's necessary to say, which seemingly is redundant, that both the same halacha, one regarding when the father of the girl with the shliach does it, and one regarding the woman herself with the shliach. Why? So the Gemara explains, Yash min gabi didei, had we only said the first case of the Mishnah regarding with him, the father, mishum de gavra kimle b'yuchasin, that's because a man is well-versed in yichus, which is the reason why this Mishnah is being brought over here, which we were discussing up until now, the topic of our parak of Asar Yuchsin. A man, he knows yichus, he knows the lineage, he knows which family, and he knows all these different things. So when he finds a miyuchasis, when he finds someone that's more miyuchas, so he wants to engage his daughter to that man. So although he sends someone, you know, there's a fine young man, I want you to go ahead and engage my daughter to that man. But then, before that shliach ends up doing the kedushin, he finds someone that, oh, this person really has yichas. And the man knows that. So therefore, I would say by the father, then it makes sense to say that he's going to go ahead and do kedushin before the shliach would be mevatel the shliach, because he knows, and therefore he wants to uproot that shliachas. Al itza delei kimla b'yuchsin, but regarding a woman, she's not so well-versed in yichus. Ema, I would say that even if she goes ahead and engages herself before the shliach that she made, loy nehave kedushay kedushin, that actually her kedushin should not be kedushin. In other words, it should not be mevatel, shouldn't be voiding the shliach that she made, because actually she doesn't rely on her own kedushin. She thinks that maybe the shliach that she sent will actually find a more meyuchas than her. And she's only going ahead to be mekadosh a person, maybe the shliach's not going to do it. But if the shliach is going to do it, then actually, even though she did it before, she's actually relying on him. And therefore, we would say that her kedushin should not be a kedushin. That's what we have to say it, even by the case of the woman. If she went and did a kedushin before the shliach, her kedushin is mevatel as shliachas. So to the other way, the yashmin gabi didah, had we only said the second case of the Mishnah regarding herself, from the itza daiko mintzaba. Because ultimately, a woman is precise, she's careful, she's meticulous, and then she gets married. She wants to make sure she has a good husband. But I would say regarding the father, he's not so particular about his daughter that she should marry the most miyuchas type of a person. He says, as long as she's married, just get her married off. and actually, therefore, the father was never mevatel the shlichus of the shliach, because even if the shliach will end up getting someone even lower yichus than the father, so therefore, even if the father goes ahead and does kedushin first, it's only because he's thinking that maybe the shliach won't find someone to get him married to. But if he ends up marrying her off to someone, he was never mevatel that shlichus. He doesn't really care. And therefore, maybe his act of being mekadosh to someone else even beforehand is not mevatel the shlichus, and the shlich, whoever engages her to, will create the kedushin. That's what it's tricha. That's what I say both ways, because each one has an element that we would have thought they're there doing the kedushin before the shliach is something to tell us that why it's going to be mevatel in contrast to the other case by the father, because at least he's a man, he knows yichus in contrast to the woman, and by the case of the woman, because she's particular, it's going to be her husband in contrast to the father. That's what to say both cases, that both of them, the halacha is if their kedushin is before the shliach, it's mevatel the shlichus of the shliach. Now, a related discussion, the Gemara brings Itmar, Kitcha Avia Badech, again, talking about the father's ability to engage his daughter. So, if her father engages her while he's on the road, now, the Kitcha Atzma Be'ir, now, that same day, she engages herself in the city. But, Vaharehi Begeres, what happened is that, so therefore, we checked the girl to find out who was able to be Mekadoshar. Did she leave her father's domain that her own condition is valid? Because what happens is that we actually find out that she's checked, which by Geris has to be over the age of 12, and that we find that she has two simonim. She has simonim, meaning she has two Cyrus ba'isim malkim of by an Isha. So if she's a Naira, then she's on her father's domain. Her father has the rights to engage her. And he engaged her that day to some guy that he was when he was on the road, where she that same day was a Mekabel Kedushin from another man. So if she's a Begeris, then if her Kedushin is valid because she a Begeris, she leaves her father's domain. Whereas if she's a Naira, her father's Kedushin was a valid Kedushin. So that evening they come back and they say, oh, you were Mekadosh yourself, your father was Mekadosh yourself, who had the rights? So they check her, she's a Begeris. What's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. Rav Amar Harehi Begeris Lefanenu. Rav says, look, we just checked her. She's a Begeris. Her Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, not that of her father, because actually she's not in her father's domain. When she reaches over the age of 12 and she has two heirs, Ba'isim Malkim, she becomes her own adult. Her father can't engage her anymore. So since we see Shabageris, we assume her Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Shmuel Amar, he says, Shcheshin li Kedushin Shneim. Shmuel disagrees. He says, no, we're concerned for actually both their Kedushin. Because maybe when the father earlier that day was Mekadoshar, she was still a Naira. She didn't have yet those two Cyrus. And therefore, since his Kedushin was done first, maybe his Kedushin to that man was valid. We don't know. And maybe she was a Begeris already. Maybe her Kedushin was valid at the time that she, meaning at the time when the father was Mekadoshar, she was already Begeris. And therefore, her Kedushin would be valid. Since we don't know, we have a suffix, but we would require a get from both these men. Now, however, regarding this machlekes, the Gemara says emas. When is this talking about? What stage of development is this girl in? As the Gemara explains, if she's within the 6 months between what's called nairis and bagris, which nairis is when the girl reaches over the age of 12, which the Gemara tells us that there is a 6 month space between when a girl becomes a naira to when she becomes a begeris, which is that when she brings simoni of nairis, it cannot be more than 6 months before she becomes a begeris. Now, the thing is, sometimes she becomes a begeris, which is the highest level of an adult, even quicker than 6 months. And those signs are recognizable in our breasts, as the Gemara says, Masechtas Nidah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So the most it could be is 6 months. Now, however, the Gemara wonders, if it's within the 6 months of when she had become a Naira, regarding such a case, is Rav going to tell us that, what do you mean? Look at her, we checked her, she's a Begeris. But all those 6 months, there's a chazaka, there's a presumption, that's the default position that a woman is, that she's a Naira. Until there's signs that recognizable, which remove her from that state and say that she's a Begeris. Now, in this case, if it's within the 6 months, when we check her in the evening and we find out, yes, she's a Begeris, or is that to say that in the morning she was also a Begeris? What do you mean? Maybe Hashtu the Bagra. Maybe it's only right now in the evening that she became a Begeris. How could you say, Rav, that, look, she's a Begeres, her Kedushin is valid. What do you mean? A few hours earlier, we don't know she could have been a Naira. Actually, the Chazak is that she was always a Naira until we say otherwise. Because within 6 months, we assume she's still a Naira. So how can you tell me because she's a Begeres in the evening, that means to say she was also in the morning, and therefore you're not going to be concerned for the father's Kedushin? How do you understand Rav? So Ella L'achar Shisha says, what are you going to say? Must be talking about after 6 months. Now, after 6 months, most definitely, that she's already became a Begeres. So ask the Gemara, Bahanim Shmuel Chashin the Kedusha Shneim. In such a case, Shmuel is going to say they were concerned for both their Kedushin. But Va'am Shmuel, Shmuel himself was the one that said this following halacha. In Beinairis Labagris Elashish Chadosh Bovad. There is no difference. There cannot be longer distance from Nairis to Bagris of 6 months. After 6 months, she automatically becomes a Begeres. So if you become a Begeres, so it's after 6 months, so then why would Shmuel say you're concerned with the father's Kedushin? We know for sure she's a Begeres, even though we didn't check her during that time, because it's more than 6 months. So either way, it's difficult. Within 6 months, we don't understand Rav. After 6 months, we don't understand Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha, the case that they're disputing is the Kaddish Bahu Yoyma de Mashlim Shisha. That the Kedushin that they both made, him with another guy in the road and her with another guy in the city, was talking about the day when she was transitioning. It was the end of those 6 months, which her father did Kedushin in the morning, she did in the evening. Now, it's on this day that there's a chazaka that she will become a Begeres. It's the day of transition. So that's the machlokes. Rav Amaharihi Begeres Levaneinu. Rav says that, look, we checked her. She's a Begeres. Now, midahash the Begeres, from the fact that now she's a Begeres, but tzafanam a Begeres, that tells us also that in the morning, she was also a Begeres, because the whole entire day is, the way Rashi puts it, is becheske shetavi. There is a chazaka. Generally, chazaka is what was, is, until we know otherwise. So that's what we're saying. During the 6 months, we assume that she was a Naira. How could you say, because now she's a Begeres, the morning she was also a Begeres? But on the day of transition, says Rashi, to the contrary, the chazaka, the presumption is that something will change, that she will become Begeres. And therefore, since we see now that she is, so we assume that that was what happened in the morning. And moreover, as Taisa explains, is that there was no chazaka of Nairis. There's no chazaka of Nairis on this day, again, because of this transition. Now, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no, hashtu daisi simanim, it's now that she brought simanim, because yes, there's going to be transition, but until you know that when that happened, you don't say that it did happen. And therefore, we definitely are not sure, and we can say that could be that she was a Naira then, could be now that she was a Begeres, and we don't know, you have to be Chesh the Kedusha Shneim. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, again, exactly on the day that it finishes. Now, that the Gemara asks with Shmuel, Maish Nomi Mikveh. Now, the Gemara asks a few different questions on this opinion, where Shmuel said that you have to be chaysh, although now we find you in this certain state, which you're begeris, and moreover, as we said, it's even becheske shetavi possibly, but the point is that what we find you right now doesn't say necessarily that's what you were previously. But not the Gemara asks, Shmuel, maishnami mikvah, why is it different than the halacha we find by a mikvah, by a ritual bath? That's not like, learn the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs. Mishnah says, mikvah shenimdad v'nimtzel chasu, that is, a mikvah has to have a share of 40 saw of water. Now, what happened is that they checked, they measured the mikveh, and it turns out that it actually was missing the right amount of water that a mikveh has to have. Says the Mishnah, called Tyrus and Nasu al Gabav. So it turns out that old halochas of Tyrus that were done through this mikveh, in other words, with utensils that were immersed in this mikveh, lemafre, retroactively, whether it was a suffix regarding in the private domain, where generally the halacha is suffix tumah in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, is you say that it's tameh, whether it was things that were used in the public domain, where generally suffix tumah in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you say that it's tahar, are going to be tameyus, they're going to be tameh. Why? Why is it going to be tameh, let's say, if it was in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where it's a suffix? We don't know what happened to these kiln that were immersed in the mikvah. We don't know, it's doubtful. We find it now that it was lacking. A few weeks ago we checked it had the right amount of water. So kiln that were immersed during those weeks where we don't know, so that's a suffix, and then it was used in Rosh Hashanah Ram, which usually you say suffix to Rosh Hashanah Ram is tar. The Mishnah is saying it's going to be tameh. Why? Because it's not a suffix. It's actually definite. Definite tameh, definite that it was did not have a kosher immersion in the mikvah, and therefore even what was used with this kelim in Rosh Hashanah Ram is going to be tameh. So what you see, asked the Gemara, is obviously you say that because the way it was the mikvah when you found it, is actually tells us retroactively that that is its chazaka, its presumptive state was that actually it was not kosher the mikvah. It definitely did not have the 40 saw. So ask the Gemara, here also in the case that Shmuel is discussing with Rav, you should say, for the fact that the way we find this woman right now is that she's a Begeres, so retroactively we should say that in the morning she was also a Begeres, because again, as we said, this whole entire day, there is a Chazaka that Shatavi, that she's going to become a Begeres, things are supposed to change, so together with that, with the fact that you see by the Halacha of the Mikvah, where you say definitely it was missing all this time, because again, water could leak out, but the point is that you find it and you say what was now, it was always this way, where we don't know that it had a kosher mikvah. So therefore you should say the same thing over here regarding the woman that the Bagris tells us that she was a Begeres already earlier. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult on Shmuel. Shani Hasim, there by the case of mikvah is different. The Ikala Meimer Hemet Tomei Al Chazkasi, because there's another chazaka there. What's the chazaka? You're right. Regarding the mikvah, we would say that maybe it didn't happen. We don't know what happened beforehand. We don't say because now it's missing, so therefore for sure before it was missing too. No. As we see, Shmuel doesn't say that by the Begeres, because she's Begeres now doesn't mean she was a Begeres beforehand. So why is it different? Because besides that suffix regarding what was with the mikveh in that interim period where we don't know about, regarding the thing that was immersed in the mikveh, let's say that keli had its own chazaka, which was that it was tameh. That's why you're immersing it in the mikveh. So now you want to say that it was immersed in the mikveh and it was kashered and it was purified? You don't know. It was a suffix during all those weeks. So therefore, when you have a suffix, you say that it's chazaka, which was what is presumptive state until you know otherwise that you kashered it, was that it was tameh. And therefore, the emer leitavah, and therefore you would say that no, you never immersed it because you don't know what was it during the other weeks. So you're right, although that's a suffix, and therefore maybe we should say Mishas Aram that it would be tar, but we don't. We say it's going to be tummy because the chazaka tells us that it's still tummy because we don't know that you have immersed it in a kosher mikvah. Nothing more. It's adrab, but to the contrary. Why are you saying hemet tummy chazkasa regarding the kli hemin mikvah chazkasa? But you should say that the mikvah retains its chazaka, which we know a few weeks ago we checked the mikvah had the right amount of water. The emalei chazkasa say that therefore it didn't have any water lacking during those weeks, and only right now when we found it lacking, maybe a few minutes ago, it developed a leak or whatever it is. And therefore, say that the chazak of the mikveh, that it was kosher, should say that the things that are immersed in it are tar. So that the Gemara says, no, harei chasa lefanecha. You can't say that for sure the mikveh was kosher during these few weeks, because look right now, it doesn't have the right amount of water. So the Gemara says, well, what type of a logic is that? Then say the same thing in your dispute with Rav, that say, how can you say that maybe she was a Naira earlier in the day? What do you mean? Look, she's a Begeres right now. So therefore, you should say that she was a Begeres before. And just like you're saying by the mikvah, where you're saying that, no, you can't say that it has chazaka, where it had the right amount, just like here by the woman, up until now she had a chazaka that she was a Naira. Here also, that you're not saying that it had the chazaka of the mikvah, so then don't say the chazaka of a naira. Say that you have a begeris right now, therefore she was a begeris earlier too. So the Gemara says, no, hashtahu de bagra. It's now that she became a begeris. So there's no reason for us to believe that it was like that before. So the Gemara says, hashtahu nasam nami hashtahu de chazan. And say the same thing by the mikvah too. You have to have fidelity to the same logic. Say that her also just became a mikvah chaza right now, and therefore we should assume, at least b'tarei safik, that the mikvah was not chaza earlier. So why are you saying b'rishus haram it's going to be tummy? So that the Gemara concludes, chasam tarte l'reyesam. By the case of the mikvah, there's two deficiencies. One is, like we said, that you have hemet tummy al chazkasi, which was what the Gemara originally introduced for Shmuel, that's different in the case of mikveh than the case he's discussing over here with Begeres. Because what is being immersed in the mikveh has its own chazaka that it was tameh. Moreover, you have a second one, which is harei chasa lefanecha. Check the mikveh right now. It doesn't have the right amount of water right now. We can't tell you that before I had the kosher water either to say what was immersed in it is going to be tar. Hacha here, when the father engages his daughter on the road on that same day, there's chad l'reis, so there's only one deficiency, where you could say that, what do you mean, harei begeres lefanecha? We checked her now in the evening, we see that she's begeres, and therefore her father had no rights over her, but that's only one. Now, but if you're going to say, says Rashi, that hemet isha al cheskasa, where then you maybe wanted to say the same thing. Why isn't mikveh the same thing as the case of begaris? Because actually here by the woman, there's also two deficiencies, which are the same two logics. One is, hare mikveh chasa lefenecha ero, so you have hare begaris lefenecha. Moreover, just like you said by the case of mikveh, where you have tamei al chazkase, what was being immersed in it was has its own chazaka, then you should say the woman also here had her own chazaka, which was, up until now, we presumed that she was a naira. So on that, the answer is that actually not, because the day that the sixth year coming to an end, there's no chazaka. There's no chazaka of bagris, and there's no chazaka of nairis, because again, today is the day that it's ultimately going to change. So therefore, we cannot assume, like Rav or Shmuel, you can't assume that she definitely was a begaris, and neither can you assume that she was a naira. Rather, it's a suffix. As Shmuel says, we don't know if she was a naira, or we don't know if she was a begaris, because things are going to change. But ultimately, that's why he's being chayish for the kedusha of the av, because there's only one deficiency in the father's ability to be mekadesh, because now you see a begaris. But there's no chazaka telling us that she was a naira, and to the contrary, that what the father had done was correct, because again, things are going to change, and therefore we have to be chayish both for his kedushin and for kedushin of his daughter. So that's one question. Now they're going to ask a similar question on Shmuel from a different halacha. Shmuel's halacha that he says, you don't go based on what you see right now to say that that was the case previously too. Why is it different than the halacha of the barrel? The Tanlug Lidna Braisa says, Hayibaydik es achavis. If the person was constantly checking the barrel to make sure, the barrel of wine, that it didn't sour, that it didn't turn into vinegar. Now, moreover, he would leave that barrel always, lahafrish alei truma v'haylich, to continuously be mafrish truma from that barrel on his other produce. In other words, he wanted to rely on it to use, it's his truma barrel. For example, let's say he's coming to drink 100 lug of tevel somewhere else from a different barrel, which didn't have the trumas taken off of yet. So he says, let two lugin, because generally you're supposed to have 1/50th of your produce taken off from truma. So he says, let two lugin in that other barrel be truma for the 100 lugin here in this barrel. And that's what he would constantly do, utilizing, that would be his barrel that would continuously fill up, so to speak, from the truma that he was using to be mafresh on somewhere else. Now, then later on, a later point in time, he checks the barrel and he sees it's soured, it's vinegar. Now, he doesn't know when it's soured. Now, what happened is that every truma that he had relied on it, from when it actually had already turned into vinegar, it didn't rectify those tevels. Because, as Rashi points out, this Tana holds that wine and vinegar are considered two different types of things. And the halacha of truma says it has to be from the same min to be mafresh truma. You can't take from a different species to be mafresh truma on that thing. So what do? You don't know during all those times you can't attain of truma if those things are tevel or not. So says the Braisa, kol gimel yamim vaday. For all 3 days, then you say it was definite. Now Rashi points out, you don't have the girsa rishonim, kol gimel yamim harishonim. Because actually it's a machlikas amiram and baba baso, taf tzadik vom med aleph. What does it mean, those first 3 days? Or if you say first, there is an opinion that says that the first 3 days after it was checked, meaning all the way in the beginning, when you had designated this barrel of wine to be used for your hafrashas truma, you checked and you found that it was wine. So then for those first 3 days is a chazaka that it was definitely wine. An old tevel that you had made reliant on that truma for those 3 days are definitely were rectified. Now, it's from that point afterwards, after the first 3 days, that it really becomes starting to become a suffix where we don't know if it's soured by that point or not. And therefore, it will be considered truma at least to make it forbidden for Zarim, but you still don't know, maybe it's not truma. Then we would have to go ahead and take truma from somewhere else because maybe it already soured at that point in time and there wasn't a valid truma. That's one interpretation. Now, but there is another interpretation that actually when it says the 3 days are definite, it means the 3 days before this last checking, when you found that it was soured, you say that those 3 days before were definitely soured. And therefore, if you had already done in the last 3 days, taken off truma for it on somewhere else, they for sure were not truma, and actually they're going to be permitted to Zarim that what you had taken off for truma, because then definitely it was not a valid truma. And the reason being is because something doesn't sour in less than a period of 3 days, and therefore it turns out if you find it vinegary now, you definitely know already in the past 3 days it already started being soured. So either means that from the first 3 days, kol gamayim vada means to say either it's definitely wine the first 3 days, or it was definitely vinegar and totally not a truma in the last 3 days of when you had checked from when it was vinegar. Now either way, mikan ve'elach, from here and on, in other words, from, let's say, 3 days, either from the first 3 days onward or from the last 3 days backwards, is suffic. We don't know, and therefore we have to consider those truma that you had taken off as at least forbidden for non-kahana, but you have to go ahead and take off truma again. That's what the brisa says. Now, says the Gemara of Ramin Chavis HaMikvah, we had asked the contradiction between this brisa and the Mishnah regarding mikveh that we quoted before from the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs. And that is, Maishna Dahacha, why is it different over here in the case of the mikveh? Where we have a chazaka regarding that the mikveh was lacking from the moment that you had placed it there when you had checked it, made a mikveh, and they were all excited, and you checked, made sure it had the right amount of water, where we said in the Mishnah that any tyrus that were done, and we checked later point in time, it doesn't have the right amount of water, we said that even if that suffix of those kalim that were immersed, which later on they were used in Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say that halacha is going to be tameh, which we said that obviously it's not even a suffix, because again, if it was suffix, then you should have said in Rosh Hashanah it's going to be tar. Rather, by the case of the mikvah, where obviously, again, we said it started off with 40 saw, and yet we assume that from that point in on, it was chaser vadai, that it was definitely lacking water, because if it was only a suffix, then you would have said that at least Rosh Hashanah it's tar. So you say it's definitely lacking from the last point in time that we knew that it for sure had the right amount of water. Now, why is it different over here by the case of the barrel, where we learned that from here on, it's a suffix? We don't say from that the last moment that we checked it, it definitely soured. We said that maybe it was soured. What's the difference? Both of them is that we checked, it was good. We checked at a later point in time, it's not good. Now, what was in the interim? Why by mikveh did we say for sure it was not good? And by chavis, by the truma, we said that maybe it was not good. What's the difference? Now, v'amar Rav Chanina Misuri, he said, you're right. Man tana chavis. Who is the tana the brisa regarding the barrel? Rib Shimon. It's Rib Shimon. The gabi mikveh namisveke mashvi. You're right. By the halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs, he would also consider it a doubt. Meaning, just like by the brisa, he says that it's a doubt, not definite. The tana, like we learned in the brisa regarding this halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs that said only the opinion of the Tanakam over there. It says kol tahiris shenasa agabav l'mafreya. All tahiris that were done retroactively. Tumeis, as we said in the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs, that it's going to be definitely tummy. And that's why even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where usually suffix is tar, it's going to be tummy. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim tahiris. He says, no, in the public domain, it's going to be tar, again, because it's only a suffix. Rosh Hashanah Yachad Tayl, and in the private domain, then we suspend every suffix tumma, where the understanding is that, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Rosh Hashanah Yachad, we don't say tummy, we only say that we suspend it. Because as the Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechtas Nida, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's not totally similar to the halacha of Safek Seitu, which is where we learn that the halacha of Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yachad is going to be Tameh, which would mean like a definite Tameh, because by Seitu, there at least is what's called Raklayim Adabra. There's indicators to tell us that she actually was defiled, because she was warned with this man, and she was secluded with this man, so there's different identifying features for us to assume that for sure it happened. That's why over there we say the Safek Tumah that she had with that adulterous relationship was a devadai. But by regular tumma, we don't have any reason to believe more than a regular suffix, then Rib Shimon's opinion is that we're tailing. But that's how we explain the contradiction between the Bryce and the Mishnah, because actually that's Rib Shimon who holds that even in the case of the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs, it's going to be a suffix. Now, but one thing that we see is Aval Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs. What that would mean is that regarding the halacha of the brisa that Rabbi Shimon was talking about, they would hold that it's tevalim afreyu, that retroactively, those tevalim that were fixed through the trumas that were made through this barrel, and the fact that we see that right now that it was soured, we say that definitely previously it was soured. Because that's the same thing that we're paralleling, where we're saying Rabbi Shimon holds that it's suffix both by the case of the brisa and in the case of the Mishnah, which means to tell us that the Rabbanan, who in the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs say that it's definite, would say that it's definite so too in the case of Truma, where for sure it was soured, and for sure it's not a valid Truma. So therefore, that's the question, which is essentially the same question that the Gemara had asked on Shmuel regarding the Mishnah Maseches Mikvayos, where the Gemara is going to go through the same type of discussion. That so you should say the same thing over here. From the fact that we find that right now she's a Begeres, so you should say that in the morning she was also Begeres, which is not like Shmuel. Shmuel said that, no, you have to be Mesupik. Maybe she was an Iron, maybe she was a Begeres. But why? You see over here, where it's definitely what we find it to be right now, which is regarding that it's Huchmitz, that it was soured, you say for sure was like that earlier too. So why is it different than the case of Shmuel, where we say we find a Begeres, and we don't say for sure earlier that she was a Begeres too? So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, there it's different. Dikalame Mehemet Tevel Al Chaskase. Because besides, yeah, maybe there is a Safik. But the reason why you would say that retroactively for sure it was you find it now is because besides that suffix, what it was fixing for, that barrel, which we're not sure if it's sour now, is coming to fix those produce had a chazaka that it's tevel until you know for sure that you fixed it. So the aim of loyna sakas, therefore I would say that you don't know for sure if you fixed it or not. Yeah, that's just a suffix, but we're considering it definite because the tevel itself has its chazaka that it's tevel. So I think Mar says, other rabbi, to the contrary. Hemiyayin al chazkasai. Why don't you say that the barrel of wine has its own chazaka, where we know that it was wine last time we checked, and therefore we say that it wasn't soured at that point in time, and say that it was a good hafresh of truma, and only now did it become chametz. And that the Gemara says, no, hari hechametz lefanach, but look what you have. Right now you see that it was soured, so therefore we assume that beforehand it was also soured. So the Gemara says, hachanam, and then here also, hari hi begeres lefaneinu. So what do you mean? You see she's a Begeres, so why don't you assume that also previously she was a Begeres, and therefore, why are you saying that you have to suspect that maybe she was a Naira and that her father's condition is valid? So the Gemara says, no, hash to the debug. It's because we say that now she became a Begeres. No reason for us to assume that before she was also a Begeres. So the Gemara says, okay, now me hash to the Achmed. So why don't you say the same thing here also? Why don't you say that it's right now that the barrel of wine had soured, and who said that it soured beforehand? So why are you saying that it's definite that it was soured beforehand? So the Gemara answers as it did regarding the previous halach of the Mishnah Maseches Mikvayos, Hasam Tarti L'Reisa. There, regarding the barrel of wine, there's two deficiencies. One is that the produce that you're trying to fix it for has its own chazaka that it was tevel. Moreover, you say you have chametz lefaneinu. You see that it's soured now, and therefore it's very likely it was soured before and too. Hachachad L'Reisa Hudeka. Here you only have one deficiency where you see that it's begeres right now. But you don't have, again, as we explained from Rashi before, we don't have the chazaka of Me'ikara, because again, since he were on the last day, it's meant to change, therefore we don't see either way. We don't know for sure that it should be Geras or a Naira, and therefore since there's only one deficiency, again, we could suspect both her condition and the father's condition, and that's why Shmuel says, Cheshin l'shnehem. In contrast to there, we have two deficiencies, and then you say, okay, you're right, it probably is what it is right now, which is that this is going to be considered tevel because the wine had already soured. So the Gemara continues and says, "Name it ketanoi." Let's say this machleg is Rabbi Shmuel. As machleg is tanoi, as we continue to Amud Beis, Gemara quotes a brisa which talks about halacha of shchiv mera. In other words, if someone writes off all his estates to other people and he doesn't leave anything over for himself, the Gemara Baba Basak of Mevavim Beis tells us that if he's a shchiv mera, meaning a person on his deathbed, where he can gift his things away to other people. Now, even just by verbally saying that, where if he ends up actually surviving, he thought he was going to die, he's giving everything away, and he actually ends up getting up. So then the halacha is that his gifts are not valid gifts. Now, the reason is that since he revealed from the fact that he didn't leave over anything for himself, obviously he was only commanding to give it away because he thought he was going to die. No one's giving everything away. Even if you love people, you need to survive. He thought he's not going to survive, so therefore he gave everything away. Now, therefore, in that type of a case, if he becomes healthy, so then all the gifts are void, he gets everything back. Now, the case that the Bryce is discussing is where a guy is gifted everything away, and he now says, after he's healthy, he says that he was a shchibmer at that point in time when he gifted everything away. And therefore, now that he's healthy, he wants to get it all back. They say that no, he was healthy. A healthy person doesn't have that dispensation that if he gave everything away, that he gets it back. No, you're healthy, but you gifted everything away. So even if you're healthy now, obviously it doesn't make a difference. We get to keep it. So the Braisa says, mi maitzi, who has to take away the nechasim, miyad mi, from who? Who do we assume to be the one that's correct that gets to hold on to it? The one, the recipient, because they claim he was healthy. If he was healthy, he doesn't get it back. Or him, who he claims that he was sick, and now if he's healthy, since he wrote everything away, he gets it back. So that says the Braisa, who mitzi miyadam, the person, the one who gifted his stuff away, he could take it away. In other words, if let's say they had already gone and taken up possession, they were like, yeah, the guy's dying, okay, you give me this, and they really took it, and they really took possession of it, and then he ends up surviving. So he could take it away from them, b'loy raya, without any proof. In other words, he doesn't have to prove that he was originally a shchivmra. And even if right now he's healthy, at the time when he's retracting, we don't say from the fact that right now he's healthy must be that originally in the beginning when he gifted he was also healthy. You don't say that. And therefore he can be believed to say that he was a shchivmra. But v'hein, eimitzin miyad b'lei rai. But them, let's say they didn't yet take possession of it, they cannot remove it from him without any proof. In other words, if they would want to take it away, they would have to prove, they would have to have, let's say, two witnesses who would say, yeah, he was healthy, we know he was not a shchivmra, and even though he gifted everything away, these people deserve to get it. But without proof, they can't take it away from him. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. He says, he disagrees. Im barihu, if right now, at the time when he wants to retract, he's healthy, a lovely hevi raya shchivmra. So he has to prove that he was a shchivmra at the time that he had given the gifts. And if he doesn't bring proof, so actually, the chazaka is as it is right now, which that's like Rav, which is that right now he's healthy. So we assume that he was always healthy even at the time that he gifted it, and therefore he has to give it to those people. Now, v'im shchidmerahu, if right now he's a shchidmera, aleim lehevi raya shabari haru. So then they would have to prove, since we find him right now a sick person, but he wants to retract, so they would have to bring proof to say that, but when he gifted, he was healthy, and therefore then he could not retract. That's their machlekes. Says the Gemara, name a Rav the Amak Reb Nosson. Let's say Rav says like Reb Nosson, again, who he says that what you find right now is what we assume that it was beforehand, which is like Rav regarding the case of Begeris, where we find she's a Begeris right now, so we assume earlier in the day she was also Begeris. Ushmul the Amak Reb Yaakov. And let's say Shmuel was like Reb Yaakov, who doesn't go based on right now. Rather, we say that maybe at the time of the gift, even though now he's healthy, maybe he was a Shchivmra, which is like Shmuel, who he says, we don't know. Even though now she's a Begeris, maybe earlier in the day she was a Naira, and therefore you have to suspect both. So therefore, seemingly, their machleik is a machleik is tanoim. So nothing more says, no. Amalcha Rav, Rav would tell you, anoda amri afilik Reb Yaakov. I could even be going like Reb Yaakov. Why? Because adkan lakomi Reb Yaakov hasam, where do we find Reb Yaakov over there, who he says that even though right now you see him healthy, that maybe he was sick beforehand, is because since it's a situation of doubt, the ikalim emer, there's an element over there that's different than the case of Rav. Because there you could say, hemid mamen al cheskasa. There's a cheskes mammon, there's a presumptive state of the money, which up until now, before the gift, which is itself a suffix, we don't know if it was a gift or not. So what was the chazaka up until now? The chazaka was that it was his. He was the owner of the stuff. So the cheskes mammon is what tells us that, okay, so if he's saying he was a shchimra, there's reason to believe him because he has a chazaka of the money. But here, how can you say that there's a chazaka that she was a nair up until now? Because we're saying that today is the day when the 6 months end. There, as we said before, there is no chazaka of being a nair, and there's no chazaka of being a begeris, because today is the day when things are supposed to change. So her body has no chazaka. And therefore, since there's no chazaka, and moreover, right now you see that she's a begeris, so you'll assume that she's a begeris, and even Reb Yaakov would agree to that. It's only the reason why he says that, no, he could be believed that he was a shchivmra, is because there is a chazaka that tells him that he's right, which is the chazaka of the money itself. Now, Shmuel Amar, he would also tell you, anoda amri afilu Reb Nosson, I could even be saying like Reb Nosson. Why? Adkan lakam Reb Nosson hasam. Where do we find Reb Nosson says over there that you do say based on what it is right now that that's what it was before, which is not like seemingly not like Shmuel, who says that not necessarily what is right now is what it was before, is because the kuli alma becheskes brim kaimi. Because we assume generally people in this world are healthy people, and therefore mandeko mapik nafshi bechazaka, somebody that wants to remove himself from that chazaka of old people, have a alei lasui raya, he has to bring the proof. So yeah, says Reb Nosson, we don't believe him. If he's healthy now, we assume you're always healthy. And therefore, actually, we don't believe the one who gifted it to say that it was a shchimra. And therefore, he would have to bring a ride that he was ill. Because there's a chazaka there. But Aval Hacha, but over here, when we're in doubt regarding if earlier in the day she was in Naira or not, it's actually the same logic. Is Miko Mafka Nafshe Mechazaka De Kameh? Who is going to remove her from the chazaka that she had, which is there's so many girls on the day that they finished their 6 months, that they're still a Naira? So this actually the same logic that Reb Nosson uses is the same logic Shmuel would say for his halacha, which is, who said that she's not a Naira? How do we know? To the contrary, there Reb Nosson says yes, because now you find him healthy, you assume he was always healthy, because the Chazaka tells us he was healthy. But here, actually, the Chazaka tells us, yeah, although now she's a Begeres, there's no reason to assume that she was a Begeres early in the day. To the contrary, there's so many girls that are still a Naira on that last day, where they never yet had Simoni Bagas, they didn't change it, and therefore, who's going to remove her from that, and therefore, we definitely have to suspect, maybe she was a Naira, and therefore, again, you have to be Chayshish, like a Dushish name. So again, it's not necessarily Machalikis Tanoim. Each one could say that both Tanoim are like them. So the Gemara says, but name Kahani Tanoim. Seemingly, the Machalikis is clearly a Machalikis Tanoim. Because regarding the case of, which actually was the case of the Machalikis Rabbi Shmuel, Kitcha v'yibaderech, our father engaged her on the road. V'kitcha asman b'ir, on that same day she engaged herself in the city. V'harei begeres, and at night we check her, we find that she's a begeres. Tanicha d'harei begeres levenenu. One Brisa says, we check, she's a begeres in front of us. Definitely we assume that she was not an Aaron, and her father's Kedushin was not valid. The Tani Yidach and another Brisa says, Cheshin l'kedush eshneim, know that we have to be concerned for both their Kedushin. Because maybe she was an Aaron in the day. Says the Gemara, my love chad k'rav, chad k'shmul. This is clearly, seemingly, that one is going like Rav, one's going like Shmuel. So that the Gemara says, loy, idi v'idi k'shmul, you could say that actually both Brises are like Shmuel. Why? Because Khan, the Brisa that tells us seemingly like Rav, that says, Harehi Begeres Levanenu, we see that she's Begeres, and therefore we would assume that she was already early in the day of Begeres too, and therefore her Kedushin is valid and not the father's, is Toma B'makhashtoi, is where she denies to her father. In other words, she tells him, I was already Begeres yesterday. Shmuel would agree over there, where if she's not in doubt, it was only when we have a total doubt. When she says, Ta, I was already Begeres yesterday, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, you're right. So I had no right to be Mekadesh you. Your Kedushin is valid. That's the one that says if she's a Begeres right now, then we will believe her, we'll assume that she was a Begeres earlier. The other Bryce that says that you have to be Chesh of both of them is when she's not denying. We don't know. No one checked. She didn't check earlier in the day. It's only right now at night that we know to check if she's a Begeres or not, and we see that she's a Begeres. Okay, but still we don't know what was earlier in the day, and therefore then that's the Bryce that says like Shmuel, but both could be like Shmuel, that you would have to suspect regarding her being a Naira. Now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that you just resolved that seemingly was Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, you said it's not a Machlekes, and actually both are like Shmuel, v'neima midinasnito le'peligi, then say from the fact that the Brises are not disagreeing, amayur enama le'peligi, so maybe Rabbi Shmuel weren't even disagreeing. Maybe Rabbi was told on the case of Machashasai, and Shmuel was told on le'y Machashasai, and that's what he said, you have to be chayish l'shneim. So the Gemara says, v'tizbra, well, can you think that's really logical? You can't say that, because harav yese bered de Rabbi Menashe midvil, Avar Ubdikava said the Rav. He actually paskin, he actually, there was an act that was done like this halacha of Rav, regarding that since we found the girl of Begeres now, he said that obviously early in the day she was a Begeres, and we say that her Kedushin was, and not her father's Kedushin. The Ikbet Shmuel v'Ame, Shmuel took affront to that, and he said, Kuli Ame, he said, all the students, Kailile Bekavazuta, they were measured with a small amount of wisdom. In other words, they're afraid to rely on their wisdom and to permit a suffocatious ish, because we don't know who she's really engaged to her father's chassan or to her own chassan. V'haymin Rabbanan Kaile, and he says, but this rabbi, he was measured out wisdom, b'kava rabba, with a large measurement. In other words, he must have gotten poured so much extra wisdom because he's relying on his insight to permit a suffoc and say, from the fact that right now she's a Begeres, oh, must be that in the morning she was also a Begeres, and that's why he was relying on saying that it's only her condition that was valid, not the father's. That's what Shmuel had made a comment. Now, says the Gemara, if you would entertain to say that Rav and Shmuel were not in disagreement either, then why did he take affront, why was he particular regarding this halacha of Rav, which Rav's halacha was, if you're trying to say, was only when the girl was denying the father and saying that she was already Begeres the day before, and that was the case that Rav Yosef Bered Rav Menashe from Tvil had done. So then, what do you mean? Then Dilmaki Abed Uvde B'machashase, then maybe when he had done this Ubdi Karav was when the daughter was denying to the father and saying that it was already a Begeres the day before. So obviously, that must be that their disagreement is even when she was not denying the father, where she didn't know if she was a Begeres or not. And the case that he had done was by even a Machashasai, and that's why Shmuel was particular to that, and he said, what do you mean? How do you know that she was not a Naira early in the day to not suspect the father's condition and maybe being Matar, a Suffolk, Ashes Ish, by having her marry someone else, the one that the woman herself was Mekadesh later in the day? So therefore, again, it's definitely Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara concludes, Amalei Mazutra L'Ravashi, he says, Hachar Amar, maybe this is what a Mimer said. Hachasar Kavaseid Shmuel, Hachasar Shmuel, you have to suspect both Kedushin, Hars, and the fathers. Whereas Ravashi said, no, Hilchasar Kavaseid Rav, Halacha was like Rav. And the Gemara concludes, Hilchasar Kavaseid Rav, the Halacha is like Rav, which is if you see Hari Begeris Lefaneinu, you could assume that early in the day she was also a Begeris. And again, although up until now she had a chazaka of naris, but it's a chazaka hasuy l'shtanus. It's supposed to change. It's cheskes ba. We know that something's going to change, and therefore we should assume that she was a begeris already early in the day, and we only have to suspect her kedushin and not the father's kedushin. Now the Gemara continues with the next mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the mishnayos of this parak regarding the halachas of yichus and also regarding the father's trustworthiness of his children's yichus. So the mishnah begins. If somebody, him and his wife, went overseas, they left Eretz Yisrael, went to live abroad. Now later on, years later, they come back. Him, his wife, and his kids. And the father says, Isha, remember the woman that had left with me when I got married and went overseas? Harehizu, she's that woman. And these are her children. Says the Mishnah, he doesn't have to bring proof. Loyal Isha. Doesn't have to bring proof regarding the woman that she's a miuchesis, because, in other words, that she has yichus regarding the marrying of her children, and also regarding the woman herself, because we already checked her when he got married. V'loyal abanam, neither does he have to bring proof regarding the yichus of the children, because as the Gemara will explain, we're talking about little children that are attached to their mother and tarry after her, where that gives us a chazaka that she's their mother, and therefore we don't have to be minachas them through Edom to say, how do you know that these are kosher children? How do we know that they can marry Kahanim? We don't know these things. From the fact that they're clinging onto their mother must mean that she's really their mother. And for that reason, since we know that she's a miuchasas, you don't have to check her or her children. Now, but let's say he comes back and he says, Mesa, the wife I went with overseas, she died, but ve'elu b'nei, these are her sons. Says the Mishnah, Mevi Raya Alabanim. So you have to bring proof regarding the children that they're the children of that woman. In other words, get people from overseas to testify that, yeah, we remember these were her kids. But Ve'eni Mevi Raya Alisha, he doesn't have to bring proof regarding the woman herself that she was Mirchesis, again, because she was already checked here in Eretz Israel before they left, after they got married, to go overseas. Now let's say he comes back and he says, Isha Nasasi B'minin Siyam. When I left, I was single. I married a woman overseas. This is that woman, and these are her children. So says the Mishnah, maybe Raya Leisha. So he has to bring a proof regarding the woman that she's a Mirchesis. We don't know. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. We weren't here when he got married. He was overseas. So he has to bring proof regarding her that she's a Mirchesis. And therefore, the Ein Sarach Lehevi Raya Labanim, but then he wouldn't have to bring proof regarding the sons, because again, since they're attached to her, the clinging to her, obviously they're her sons. So once we know she's a Mirchesis, obviously our kids are going to be Mirchesim. Now, let's say he says, Mesa ve'elu b'nehu. Let's say he says, I married a woman overseas. She died, and these are her sons. So, since there's no proof, Tzarech lehevi raya le'isha, first he has to bring proof regarding the woman that she's mechesis, because we never met her. And moreover, al-abanim, they have to bring proof regarding the sons, that they're children from that woman, and then we'll know that they are miuchasim again, and that there's no problem regarding people marrying them in the Jewish people. Now, the Gemara clarifies, as we mentioned before, that Amar Rabbi Rav Huna v'kulon, all these halachas in the Mishnah that we said that ain't tzarich levi raya laban, that you don't have to bring proof regarding the children as long as you know the mother's miuchasas, is b'kruch macharas, talking about when they're attached and they cling to her. Then we know that obviously this is their mommy, and if their mommy is miuchas, then we know that they're miuchasim too. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa to the same effect. Tan Rabban learned a brisa. Isha nasasi b'medin sayam. If a person comes and he says, I had married a woman overseas. So maybe Raila Isha has to bring proof regarding the woman that she was a Mirchasa. And then he doesn't have to bring proof regarding the children. Now, that the Bryce itself qualifies and says, regarding which children did we say? Because Umevi Raila Gedolim, you have to bring proof regarding the adult children, who they don't cling to their mother. But when did we say you don't have to bring a raya? It's ve'ein tzarich lehevi raya ala katan. You don't have to bring proof regarding the little children, because again, from the fact that they're clinging to their mommy, we know that she's their mother. Now, however, the Braisa does say, when did we say this halacha? Be'isha achas. When he says that I had married only one woman. Av b'shtei nashim. But if he says that I had married actually two women, one of them died, and these children are the children of that woman, then maybe Raya ala Isha, then he actually has to bring proof regarding the woman herself that she's miuchasas, and va'ala bonim, and regarding the children that they're her children. And that applies ala gedoilim, va'ala gatanim. for both the adult children and even the minor children, even if they're clinging to the one remaining woman, saying that, so seemingly telling us that if the mother, this one that survived, there was two women, this one that survived, is their mother, even if they're clinging to her, it's not a proof, because actually maybe they're the sons of the other woman, but this woman had brought them up because there were two women, and that woman died, so she took all the children under her wing, and therefore that the fact that they're clinging to her wouldn't mean to say that it's their real mommy, and therefore, although they're clinging to her, even though they're bringing proof that she's miuchasis, and the other one's miuchasis, they would have to prove that these are the children of the other one, and only then would they be considered miuchasim in Klal Yisrael.